Let us turn in God's word to the epistle to the Philippians. Philippians chapter 1. It is the verse 21, especially the first part of it, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Paul here is speaking about his present life, his earthly life, his life upon the world that he now lives. That's what he's talking about. You can see that in the context, magnified in my body, whether it be by life, the life that he now lives, or by death, the death that he shall die. To live is Christ. That life ends through death, and to die is gain. So he is speaking about his present earthly existence. And his present earthly existence is a Christ-centered one. He lives for Christ. That's all he lives for. That's his main object in existing. It's Christ. He's a Christ-centered man. You see this throughout this epistle very often. Verse 23, he says, "I have a desire to be with Christ, which is far better." He wants to be with Christ. And then when he hears about preaching, verse 18, "Christ is preached," and he rejoices. That's what makes him glad. Christ is being proclaimed. He's a Christ-intoxicated man. And then in chapter 3, verse 8, he says at the end of verse 8, "I've suffered the loss of all things, and I just count them dung. Doesn't matter to me what I've lost." But he says, "I've won Christ that I may win him." Just Christ. Then verse 10, he says, "that I may know him." Him. And so you see how much he loves Christ, how he's saturated with the person of a Saviour. It's just a wonderful statement that he makes. When did this commence for Paul? This wasn't always true for him, you know. For him to live was very different before he met Christ. He lived for the Pharisaical beliefs and the law. He lived for Israel, for Judaism. Lived for himself, ultimately. After he met that man on the Damascus Road, who he discovered was the Lord. See, that's what he discovered. He knew that the Christian church preached he was the Lord from glory, the Lord from heaven, the Son of God. But he just believed he was a deceiver. But when he met him on the Damascus Road, the truth just flooded in. All that the Christian church had taught is true. And the Old Testament scriptures are fulfilled in this one. And he realized he is the Lord. He says, "Who are you, Lord?" "I'm Jesus, whom you persecuted." And he met him. And he believed in him. He went to the house in Damascus on the street called Straight, and he prayed to him. He fasted and prayed. Ananias came and gave him further understanding, and he was baptized. And ever since then, life was about Christ, to live his life thereafter. However long, however short it would be, it was for Christ. So that's when it commenced. What did this mean then for him to live for Christ? What's he saying? Well, he lives for his glory. He lives to promote him. He lives to make him known. He lives to follow him. I'm just living for him, following him, living to hear him. Living to enjoy him. Living to trust in him. Living to focus on him. Living to consider him. Living to be with him. Living to proclaim him. Living to spread abroad the knowledge of him in all the world. This life is about Christ. But why? Why this life for Christ? Why this Christ-centeredness? What was it about this Christ that won him? Why was he able to put it this way? "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Why? Why would you be that, Paul? Do you ever think about that? Well, there's really a good answer, and it's found in, if I draw your attention to two places of Scripture. First of all, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. Ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. That's why. For your sakes Christ came. For your sakes Christ died. For your sakes Christ lived and died. And so Jesus said to Paul, now not literally, but this just comprehends and summarizes the way he would look at it. For Christ to live was Paul. For my sake he lived. For my sake he died. For him to be man was Paul. For him to suffer was Paul. To him to die was Paul. It was you too, and it was me. Which is why we should say, for him to live was me. So for me to live will be him. That's why he says it. It's brought out in another verse in John chapter 17. John chapter 17 and verse 19. For their sakes, he's praying to his Father. He's saying, Father, for their sakes, I sanctify myself. For their sakes, I set myself apart. For their sakes, my Father, you know I came into the world. For their sakes, I took humanity. For their sakes, I became man. For their sakes, I was made under the law. I kept the law. For their sakes, I'm about to die upon the cross. For to me to live is them. For their sakes. And so that's why we should say, for us to live is his sake. For him. For him. And to die is gain. Yes, the life lived for Christ ends on earth, but the relationship doesn't end. It's better. After this life, brethren and sisters, it only gets better. To die is gain. And why is it gain? Because it's with him. It's being with him and like him. And that must be wonderful. And so the dying is gain. And Christ could say that as well. For to me to live is Paul, and to die is gain. Because I'll gain him. I'll gain that sinner. I'll gain all the sinners that I will die for. For to me to live is the sinner, my elect. And for me to die is my gain. Because I'll have them and they'll be mine. This is why Paul says this. I hope you can say it. And I want to be able to say it. For to me to live is Christ. To die is gain.